The following program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. It's time now for the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Here's your host for the program, Joseph J. Zoppi.
Hello. Welcome to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, a real estate investor, consumer advocate, author, and managing partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You can reach us at TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's one word. Or you could call us at 973-240-8593. Again, that's 973-240-8593. And we could answer any questions you may have, or you could email us from our website, again, for any questions or anything that you would like discussed on this radio show. For first-time listeners, my company is a real estate investment firm. We buy houses for cash. We purchase apartment buildings. We do joint ventures with other real estate investors. We loan money for rehabs and provide transactional and gap funding. We work with individuals that want to invest with us in single-family houses up to apartment buildings. We do not speculate, and we're very protective of our money and our investors' money. I'm not a brokerage, and I'm not a real estate agent, but we have people on staff that are agents that could sell your house through the traditional multiple listing service. This show is going to go over everything there is about real estate and those things that impact real estate. We'll talk about our rehabs, some of our flips that went well, and some of the challenges we had with them. We'll talk about the economy and interest rates. We'll discuss trends in the real estate market. Real estate is one of your biggest investments, so it's important you know as much as possible about it. I'll provide you with my opinion. It's only my opinion. I ask everyone to research everything they do, whether it's for our company or any other company. One of the good things out there is the Better Business Bureau. I say that all the time. We belong and we're a member of the Better Business Bureau. And, you know, they enforce any type of issues, and they'll, you know, go to binding arbitration or anything else that's associated with it if there was a problem. And I think that's very important. That's why if you're looking for a contractor, because contractors are very challenging. So I always say that, you know, everyone has heard their stories of individuals or companies that they've given money to do contract work, and they don't show up, or they disappear altogether, or they do a unprofessional job. Well, that's why, you know, use the Better Business Bureau. I say that time and time again. It's very important. I also say to ask other individuals about recommendations, but make sure you ask lots of questions. What's good for one person is not good for someone else. I'd like to also do a shout out to my favorite listeners. One of them is Livingston's famous crossing guard, Paulette, and Tim from Cedar Grove Water Department, as well as Cindy and Agnes. I'd like to also thank you guys for joining, listening, and you know, your great comments to me. Thank you very much. I'd also like to thank some of my investors that invested in some of our properties. One is Cindy, and the other one is Nick T. Thank you, guys. Again, if you're interested in selling your house fast for cash, please give me a call. We'd be more than happy to take a look at it. We would provide you with an offer, and if we come to a mutual agreement, you know, you set the closing date. Anything you want to leave behind, you've been more than happy to. If the property needs a lot of work or a little work, it really doesn't matter. Subsequently, we also could sell your house through the traditional multiple listing service. So I have a great team of agents. They'd be more than happy to take a look at your house. We'll see what the comps are and list it. One of the things that occurred this week, and it happens a decent amount of times, is that someone calls and they say they want to sell their house and they want to sell it fast, they want to sell for cash, so on and so forth. And I spoke to this one gentleman, and sounds like a really nice guy, but going through a lot of pain. And he took a reverse mortgage, and right now the mortgage is probably, I think it's around 340. And the issue is that traditionally that property where it's located would cost probably, we could sell it for maybe $500,000 or so, but it needs a lot of work, and that's the problem. So he said, you know, I don't know what to do. On top of it, he needs money to move somewhere else. And he says, you know, Joe, I just need like a small condo. I want, you know, internet access so I could get on. And, but I don't know what to do. I said, I'll come by and we'll take a look and we'll try to figure something out. And he said, no, I really don't want you to come by. I'm ashamed of where I'm at. And, you know, I talked to him for a good half an hour about not being ashamed. And that's a big thing. You know, some people feel very ashamed of where they're living and the disrepair of their house, and they feel that people will judge them based on that. And, you know, we're here to help. I do not care what it looks like. I don't care if most of the rooms are filled or all the rooms are filled. I don't care. And we don't care about any of that. You know, because we've been doing this so long, we kind of look past all that stuff. You know, we're looking at the house itself, not everything that's in it. So we have blinders to that. And we don't look down on the individual. We don't question why it was that way. You know, things happen. And because we've been in the industry so long, we understand that. And all we're here is to really get individuals out of bad situations like that. And some of them aren't that bad. Some of them is, I just don't want to deal with an agent and individuals walking through my house. I'm a private person. I don't want that. And that's fine too. But it's especially important for individuals that live in these places, and you know, they don't feel good about themselves. He says he's very stressed out about money. So, you know, I have a lot of sympathy and empathy towards a person like that and the situation. And if you know someone like that, you know, and they can't stay in that house, please give us a call. I'd be really happy to take a look at it, try to figure a solution out, and move forward. And that's the thing, to move forward. And after we do things like this, the individuals, the how at peace they are, saying, I'm finally past this, it can't be explained to the degree that it is. You know, I couldn't put words in it, but I could just see it, and they say it, and their faces just look different. You know, when they're in this situation, they just look beaten. And, you know, life sometimes, you know, really beats you bad. But I'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call. We, you know, take a look at it. You know, it's free of charge. It's only going to take some time. And we could, I'd come in, come out. We could sit down, just talk. We'd go outside and talk. It doesn't matter. So, you know, please give me a shout, and myself or one of my team members will come out there, and we'll just take one step at a time. And I think that's the most important thing, is one step at a time. Next thing I wanted to talk about, and I brought this up before, is cryptocurrency. And I always talk about that in terms of investing, and I talk about that from a speculation perspective. Most of that is, for the most part, really speculation. It moves up and down very, very quickly. And it's a gamble. And if you put money into that, be prepared that you could lose some or all of it. Now, if you go into it like that, then that's fine. Just like some people go to the casino saying, okay, I have $300 in my pocket, and I don't expect to have it when I come home. I expect to lose it. So if you go in with it like that, that mindset, that's okay. Obviously, I hate to see anyone investing large sums of money and they're confident or fairly confident that it's just going to continue to go up. And that's not necessarily the case. Case in point, there was one cryptocurrency called Iron Titanium. They call it a token, and or tokens. And Mark Cuban invested money in that, and it was trading this week. I think it was this week at $64. Not too bad. Well, a little after that, it's trading at below one penny. So from $64 down below a penny. And so again, someone that maybe put money into it, $32, or you know, said, "Oh, I'll do $1,000." It's worthless right now. Might rebound some, I'm not sure, who knows. But you know, if you have a stomach for that, that's fine. But it's very, very speculative. And that's the problem with it. You know, other cryptos have also been hit very hard. Bitcoin is off its high of 60,000. It's down in the around 30-something thousand as of today on Friday. So we'll see. But again, the moves on it are a lot. Going to continue that way. There's a lot of sourness towards it because of, to mine these coins, you need a lot of computing power, and a lot of people are using computers or teams and groups of computers to mine these coins, or a portion of a coin. But China has really pushed hard on against doing things like that. So that also decreased some of the positiveness of the coin itself, Bitcoin. And it's the same thing for some of the other coins as well. But again, it's a speculative investment instrument, and it's one that you need to be very prudent on it. So please be prudent. Right now, I'm going to close out on this segment, and I'll be right back. And you could reach us at templarcashforhouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R, cashforhouses.com. Or you could call us at 973-240-8593. And when I come back, we're going to talk a little bit about interest rates and UCC liens. And what is that? And some of the things that happened this week for us in terms of our acquisition, some of our properties. So I'll see you shortly. Thank you. Bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, Managing Partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at 973-240-8593. Again, that's 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. It's TemplarCashForHouses.com. It's one word. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is inflation and the interest rates. I've been talking about inflation for the last few weeks on and off, and I think it's very important we talk about that and where we are with it and what the outlook's going to be for it. So the Federal Reserve expects inflation to climb to 3.4%. That's higher than they originally estimated. Okay, and they're also estimating that they're going to have two interest rate hikes in 2023. Now, the Feds did not initially expect interest rates to go up until 2024. Okay, today is June 18th, 2021. And I'm going to say that interest rates are going to go up before 2023. I think probably maybe sometime in 2022. I think that's when it's going to go up. I don't know when, but I think it's going to be well before 2023. And we'll see. Jerome Powell sent the message to the feds and everyone else that he's keeping a close eye on inflation. And as I said before, the Fed was originally staying behind the curve, as it's called, instead of in front of the curve. So I think they're moving up closer and closer. So we'll see. You know, there's big shifts in demand and things could happen very, very quickly. And that's one of the concerns that Jerome Powell has. He said inflation could turn out to be higher and more persistent than we expect. And I think it is. I think some of this, you know, some of the prices will come down, but I would not be surprised we're in for some problems ahead. Senator Rick Scott, he's a Democrat out of Florida, says we're seeing a substantial increase in inflation, which means the prices of everyday goods are going up for families in Florida and across the nation. Government shouldn't work this way. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers, he's a Democrat, and he said that policymakers are critically underestimating inflation's threat to the economy and that they need to adjust their policies to meet reality. And I think that's really important because I think they're really worried and they're hoping that inflation's not as bad as they might think it is, but they're not going to say it. They say that, the market's going to take a hit bad. So I would just be very wary of that. Now, it's believed that, you know, the Feds are not going to raise interest rates until the labor market gets better. And that's a big thing. And they're expecting that the labor market's going to go back to pre-pandemic sometime in 2022, like summer of 2022. And that kind of falls in. So that's why they're saying, oh, 2023, we're going to raise rates, so on and so forth. But I don't know if it's going to be that simple. I've spoken to numerous individuals. I belong to a lot of different business groups. And right now, it's hard to find individuals to fill the positions in a lot of industries, in most industries. I had a discussion with one individual. He's a distributor where he owns different warehouses. And he had, I don't know how big his staff was, but he had 35 individuals leave. And some of them, he offered bonuses to keep on. He offered them promotions, and they said, no, we'd rather just collect unemployment. So that's a problem. That's a major problem. And I said, well, then they're not going to be able to collect if they voluntarily resign. He says, well, it's not that simple. Because they could say, well, I didn't feel comfortable being in the warehouse or whatever the case may be. So they'll still get benefits. So, you know, this situation with the pandemics, it's just not going away. It's not going away for a long time, no matter about the shots or whatever the case may be. What it's done to the economy and what government has done, and some of it good, but some of it not good. And we're going to have a lot of challenges going forward. I firmly believe it. I think we'll probably skate out of 2021 okay. I don't know about 2022, but who knows? We'll see. But, you know, we track things very closely here at Templar. One of the things that we're happy about is lumber prices are coming down, and we saw that not that long ago on some of the future contracts for lumber. We look at, you know, the futures very closely. We look at mostly, we didn't look too much at lumber previously until most recently, but we look at gold, silver, oil, and a number of other things in terms of the way things are tracking. And we're always looking at these numbers and seeing where, you know, the future is going to be for us as an economy and where we're seeing headwinds. So we look very, very closely at that. And we'll see. But lumber prices are coming down. We looked at some of the futures contracts for July, and they were down substantially. And we expect it to continue as a result of that as well. So we'll see. But I think we're in a little better shape with that, and that makes me happier. Another thing is we're seeing a considerable number of additional houses on the market, which is good. We'll see. But, you know, there's a big shift and change because now you have a lot of millennials, which were not looking for homes previously, looking for homes. So I think that's one shift. You know, one of the things also, there's a shift also is in New York City. Because of the migration of individuals out of the city, I think that's going to be supplanted by just a younger crowd. We had a discussion at one of my business groups on that. But we'll see where rent goes. And I think rent's going to continue to stay low or continue to go down because you're going to have these commercial buildings that are available and they're going to be dead space. So they might be converted to rental units for individuals as opposed to businesses. I have one associate of mine that were part of this business group. He's out of Princeton, and the building has, I think, 100,000 square feet. he has 5,000 square feet and another individual has 1,000 square feet and the rest is vacant. So to run a building, you know, and cleaning and everything else associated with it for 6,000 out of 100,000 square feet is a losing proposition for the owner, period. They're expecting, they're hoping that a portion of that's going to be rented out by another company, but this is not just this one building. This is happening throughout, and, you know, there's other challenges. I have one individual, again, part of this business group, he does online betting, so his company is an online betting company. So he does everything from casinos to baseball, things like that. And he wants to build out and about 600 people to support the application and some sales, so on and so forth. And he's having problems hiring people. He's having problems hiring people that don't want to come into the office, because he wants to establish a culture. And you can't do that when you're home and you have 600 people home. You just can't. And rightfully so, I agree with him. You need the people back. So we'll see where it goes with employment, the shift from this new normal, and what's going to happen. Next thing I'd like to talk about is the challenge we had. I was telling you, we're purchasing a house, has solar panels on it. We ran title on it. We're about to close on it. And the lease agreement was really poorly written, or it was positively written for the business, but not for the homeowner that had this. It was atrocious. And as a result of it, what's going to probably happen is the seller is going to default on it. Or, yes, the seller. And they're going to have to go after them. And it's going to be after the estate. There's not going to be anything in the estate, so it's not going to be a big deal for the seller. I told them that I would handle it after that. Upon the sale of this property, the seller's attorney is going to send a letter to the solar company saying, you know, we're not paying anymore. I'm going to be sending, or my attorney is going to be sending one too, saying we're not going to pay anymore, and take the panels off the roof, or let's renegotiate a more favorable agreement. When we're doing the title search, there was, which is fine with us, it's called a UCC lien on it. Okay, UCC stands for Uniform Commercial Code. So what is UCC? UCC is a set of laws pertaining to commercial transactions, business transactions, we'll say, that is accepted by all states throughout the country. That makes it easier for business to occur in Jersey and Delaware, Jersey and Colorado, because each state has its own laws, but there's a set of these business laws that are universally accepted. They're not federal laws. But so there's a UCC lien put on this, on the panels, and they can't be sold or taken off technically, or they unless it's done by the solar company. And they have 30 days to take it off once we notify them. And it basically protects a solar company or any other business so that someone can't sell the property to someone else. So I couldn't go on there and sell it to someone else because there's a lien on it. And that's how the company is protected, through that lien. So the lien's not on the house itself, but it's on the solar panels. And as a result of it, they're going to have to take those panels off. And on day 31, if they don't arrive to take off the panels, one of my guys is going to take them off. It's going to be that simple. Or they could renegotiate with me. And I guarantee the renegotiation is the contract's going to be a lot better written for myself or the future buyer. So we'll see. You know, one last thing is that I had a quick call with an individual that I want to purchase one of his businesses and some of his properties. I didn't realize how many properties he had, so that kind of got excited. But he was a Korean gentleman, and he's like 80 something years old. And I says, "Are you Korean? I see your name." He says, "Yes, yes." "How'd you know?" I said, "Well, my sons are Korean, and you know, I've learned some things about the Korean culture." And he said, "Oh, that's so great." He says, "You know, this is an emotional thing for me, what you're saying," because he said, "I was in the Korean War as a refugee, and America helped Korea out and myself out so much. I am indebted to America, and I'm indebted to what they provided for me." And this gentleman's 80-something years old. He's got commercial properties all over the place, and he's done really well for himself. And he just said, "I just can't say enough of good things about America." And it was a great thing to hear that America, you know, all we hear is how bad America is by some people and how racist they are. Now, this gentleman, he's Asian, and he probably had some, you know, prejudicial things against him. I definitely believe that. But he was able to overcome those and have a decent portfolio of properties, and it's worth millions of dollars. So I got to give him a lot of credit for it. So I can't wait to talk to him some more. I'm going to keep everyone updated on it, but I got to close this out. I want to say thanks a lot. Happy Father's Day to everyone. I'm going to be down in for Father's Day in Clark at the German Club, which is they have a big picnic, and it's really a great time, and having German food and some German beer and everything else like that. So you should come down. So I'd like to thank everyone. You can reach me at 973-240-8593. Bye-bye, everyone. God bless, and happy Father's Day to everyone. Bye.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.